B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Tzadik Tes. We're going to start from the Mishnah at the top of Daf Tzadik Tes, Omud Beis. We learned Omud Aleph together with Daf Tzadik Ches at the end of the previous Shiur. And now we're coming back after having spent many weeks learning the halachas of Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. Now we're going back to the Seder night, and this is the 10th and last perek in the Masechta, which is going to discuss primarily the halachas of Leil Seder. Arvei Psochim Somuch Lemincha, on Erev Pesach, close, that means half an hour before the time of Mincha. This is talking about Mincha Ketano. Mincha Ketano is 9.5 hours into the day, which is half an hour into the 10th hour of the day. Half an hour before that, from the end of the 9th hour, from the beginning of the 10th hour, is called Somuch Lemincha. And this is not the 60-minute hours that we know, the fixed hours called the Shois. Shavuos, rather, these are Shois as Manios, every hour being a 12th of the day, discussed elsewhere in Shas, what marks the beginning and end of the day. But these are talking about the halachic hours. 9.5 hours into the day is called Mincha Ketano. Half an hour before that is called Somuch Lemincha. Lo yoichal odom, a person should not sit down for a bread meal, acha techshach, from then until it gets dark. We want him to be able to eat the matzah with an appetite and with desire, and not to have filled himself up with bread and other filling items, food items, before Yom Tov. Another halacha, and this is halacha already regarding not Erev Pesach, but Pesach night. Afilu onisha b'Yisrael lo yoichal ad sheyesev. We know that the Chachomim said that there's a mitzvah midrabbonon, that when one eats matzah and drinks the wine, one should do it b'seva, whilst reclining. Even a poor man who possibly doesn't feel that he's now free, he still feels very much exiled, etc. However, even a poor man should not eat on the Seder night unless he's in a reclined position. Another halacha, lo yifchasu loy, those who are responsible to distribute tzedakah to the poor people should make sure not just to give him enough to have his meal, but they have to make sure to give him no less than me'arba kosis shel yayin. He should be able to have the 4 cups of wine he's going to need to drink on Seder night. Every poor man should have that for the Seder night. V'afilu min atamchay, and somebody who's so poor that he's even poorer than a regular poor man, and he's somebody who eats from a communal platter, then even he has to make sure to do whatever it takes to make sure that he has 4 cups of wine for the Seder night, even if it means knocking from door to door, asking people to give him some wine or to give him some money to buy wine. He has to make sure to have wine for the Seder night. Says the Gemara, my area Arvei Psochim, the Mishnah makes it clear that on Erev Pesach, from half an hour before Mincha time, a person should not eat bread, a meal, in order that he should come to the Leil Pesach, he should come to Seder night with an appetite. And the Mishnah makes it clear, Arvei Psochim, this is a halacha unique to Erev Pesach. My iri Arvei Psochim, afilu Arvei Shabbosis v'yomim toivim nami. Is this same halacha not true for every Shabbos, for every Yom Tov, that half an hour before Mincha, that one should not eat, sit down to a meal in order to eat the Shabbos meal and the Yontov meal fondly and with appetite? The Tanya we learnt in a Braisa, lo yoichal odom ba'arve Shabbosis v'yomim toivim, on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontov, a person should not eat min ha-mincha ulemailo. And at this point in the Gemara, we assume that the words min ha-mincha ulemailo means from half an hour before mincha, that one should not eat, one should not sit down to a meal. Kedei sheyikoneis leShabbos kashu taiva, in order that he should come into Shabbos with a desire and with a good appetite to eat the Sudas Shabbos and the Sudas Yom Tov. Divir Reb Yehuda, that's the opinion of Reb Yehuda. Reb Yosi Oimir, Reb Yosi argues and says, no, oichel v'hoilich at shetechshech. On Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, you can eat the whole Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, until it gets dark. There's no such restriction regarding Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. But you see here, according to Reb Yehuda, even Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you shouldn't eat way before the Yom Tov sets in. So why is our Mishnah right uniquely Arvei Psochim, that only Erev Pesach, and which would seem that there's a halacha unique to Erev Pesach, which is not applied to other Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov? So there's going to be a couple of answers. Omer Vuna, Rav Huna says, Lo tzricha elo l'Rabbi Yosi. You're right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between Erev Pesach and every Erev Yontav and every Erev Shabbos. However, according to Rabbi Yosi, there's a very big difference. The Omar, he says in the Braisa, Oichel v'hoileich atchetechshach. He says that in Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, there's no issue with eating until it becomes nighttime. But Rabbi Yosi only holds that way regarding Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Aval be'Erev Pesach, regarding Erev Pesach, mishum chiyuva de matzah, because of the biblical requirement to eat a kazayis of matzah, we want him to eat that b'te'ovoin. Moida, Rabbi Yosi will agree, one should not eat bread meal close to Pesach. So this Mishnah, or at least the words, Erev Psochim, Somuch Lemincha, Loyechal, Shabbos, Loyechal Adam HaShetechshach, is unique to Rabbi Yosi, that with him, this halacha is only on Erev Pesach. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be Erev Pesach, as well as every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov. That was the explanation of Rav Huna. Rav Papa Omar. Rav Papa has had another explanation. He says, Afilu Teimu Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah would be able to be read even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hosam, over there in the Braisa, Ba'arvi Shabbosis V'yomim Toivim, Min HaMincha Ulamaylo Huda Osir. When I read the Braisa, I said that the words Min HaMincha means from half an hour before Mincha, because that's how the Gemara understood till now. Rav Papa is saying no. Says the Braisa made it clear that from Mincha time and on, one should not eat a bread meal. Somuch l'mincha, however, the half an hour before mincha time, you'd be allowed to, shori, it would be mutter. Aval be'erev Pesach, however, regarding erev Pesach, afilu somuch l'mincha, even the half an hour close to mincha, before the mincha time, nami osur, it's also osur to sit down for a bread meal. Asks the Gemara, be'erev Shabbos somuch l'mincha, shori? Is your diuk, this that you read into the Braisa, that regarding Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, it's only from Mincha time that you're not allowed to sit down to a bread meal, but the half an hour before Mincha time, it's mutter, you're allowed to eat a meal. V'hotanya, did we not learn in the Braisa? Lo yaichal odom be'erev Shabbos v'yomim tovim, mitesha, shois, ulemaila. From the beginning of the end of the ninth hour, which is the beginning of the tenth hour, which is half an hour before Mincha Ketana, and we'll discuss that a little bit later, what's Mincha Gedola, what's Mincha Ketana, how the hours work, but from the beginning of the tenth hour, which is from immediately after 9 hours of the day are over, and from that point on, one should not sit down to a meal, Kadeshi Konis LeShabbos Keshua Taiva, in order that he should come into Shabbos with desire. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Oichel V'Hoylich Ad Shetechshach. Rabbi Yosi again reiterates his statement, his opinion, that on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontov, you can eat until it becomes dark. So you see clearly, if it's Mitesha Shois, if it's from the end of 9 hours, from the beginning of the 10th hour, and not 9.5 hours into the day, which is halfway into the 10th hour, which is the time called Mincha. So you see here, that even Samuch L'Mincha, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov, you're not allowed to sit down to a meal. In which case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov and Erev Pesach. And then that's a question on what Rav Papa said. Omar Mazutra, so Mazutra, he commented, he tried to refute this question by saying, Man leimelon de meteretztahi. And we find this often in Shas, that when there's a brisa that seems to contradict something that we see in Mishnayos, we say, who says that this braisa is reliable? Maybe there's a word or two missing. Maybe there's something that's not accurate to written in this braisa. Maybe the braisa should have said, Mitesha shoyso mechzo, which is half an hour later. Or maybe it's just an inaccurate braisa. Dilma mashabeshtahi, maybe it's inaccurate. Omar Le, so he said back to him, he answered him back to Marzutra. He says, Omar Le Marema. V'itemer of Yemer, either Marema or of Yemer answered back to Rav Zutra, and no ikloi lepirkei Rav Pinchas b'reider of Ami. I was at the drasha of Rav Pinchas, the son of Rav Ami, v'kom tano, and Eichochem stood up, v'toni kame, and he said over this braisa exactly the way it is, that Rav Yehuda holds that on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov, even half an hour before Mincha, one should not sit down to a bread meal. The Kiblo Mineni accepted from him this price. So he didn't say, just a minute, this price is inaccurate. So you see, this price is accurate. And then the question against Rav Papa comes back. Says the Gemara, if so, Ihochikashia, it's a question on Rav Papa. That how can Rav Papa say that our Mishnah is even according to Rabbi Yehuda? according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov. Elo Mechaverto, the best answer to explain our Mishnah, why the Mishnah singles out Erev Pesach, is could Rav Huna, like the other answer, not like Rav Papa, like Rav Huna said, that Rav Huna said that indeed it's only according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi agrees that on Erev Pesach, Somuch Lemincha, one should not eat. However, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov, Rabbi Yossi says, you can eat Atche Techshach. Asks the Gemara, Ula Rav Huna Minicha? According to Rav Huna, everything is understood. V'omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, V'itayim Omer Bavoh, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Bar Rabbi Chanina. Halacha, did they not say that halacha, K'Rabbi Yehuda, Be'erev HaPesach? Did they not say that on regarding Erev Pesach, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? So what do we deduce from words like that? The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, it seems that there's a machloikus, that Rabbi Yehuda who says that you cannot eat Samuch Lemincha, he says, Rabbi Yehuda says on every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov, and the halacha is like him regarding Erev Pesach. It seems that there's a machlekes. It seems that Rabbi Yossi was arguing with Rabbi Yehuda even regarding Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda says, every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov, including Pesach, you cannot sit down to a meal, Samuch Lemincha. Rabbi Yossi says, Oichel V'hoylich Ad Shetechshech, even Erev Pesach. And that's why either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yossi had to say that the halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Erev Pesach. It seems that Rabbi Yossi argued even Erev Pesach, in which case even Rav Huna's explanation doesn't make sense, because according to who is Erev Pesach different to Shabbos and Yom Tov? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Pesach, like every other Erev Yom Tov, like every Erev Shabbos, you cannot eat Samuch Lemincha. According to Rabbi Yossi, even Erev Pesach you can. And it happens to be the quote carries on, V'alocha k'Rabbi Yossi b'Erev Shabbos. However, regarding every other Erev Shabbos, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you can oichel v'hoylich ad shetechshach. So now the Gemara is explaining a question. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, those words, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Erev Pesach, michlel de pligi Rabbi Yossi b'tarvayu. That seems that Rabbi Yossi is arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, not just on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, but even on Erev Pesach. Says the Gemara, Loi, you misunderstood. This that Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, whoever it was said in the name of, that they made a statement, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach and halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'Erev Shabbos, is not referring to whether one is or is not allowed to eat Samuch Lemincha. Loi, the truth is that regarding Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, there is a machlekes, like we saw before. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to eat Samuch Lemincha. Rabbi Yossi says, you are. Regarding Erev Pesach, even Rabbi Yossi says that Samuch Lemincha and Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to sit down to a bread meal. That even Rabbi Yossi, and that's why, according to Rabbi Yossi, it makes sense that it says in the Mishnah, our Erev Psachim, on Erev Pesach, Samuch Lemincha is also, in contrast to Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, where normally it's mutter. So you're going to ask, so in which case, which halachas were they referring to when they said the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach and the halachas like Rabbi Yossi on Erev Shabbos? What are they discussing then, if not being allowed to sit down to a bread meal? No. Halacha michlal de pligi, this that they said halacha, from where we can deduce that there's actually a machlokes, even on Erev Pesach, is b'hafsaka. Is a completely different issue, and that is, in the event that you started your meal at a time that you were allowed to start your meal, do you have to stop your meal when it comes to night? That's called hafsaka, breaking the meal in order to start. If somebody ate, was in the middle of a meal on Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yom Tov, or Erev Pesach, and then suddenly it's now, they started when they were allowed to start. Long before Mincha they may have started, and if they started, they could continue. We'll see that later in the Gemara. And now that they're allowed to continue, do they have to stop when it becomes night? And do they have to relay the whole table? Or what do they have to do? That's a different machlekas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And regarding that machlekas, there's going to be the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach and the halacha like Rabbi Yossi by Erev Shabbos. And the details of that we're going to see in Mirat Hashem in the next shiur.